Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Network. Time for a pre-opening check of our markets here today, and we're going to have a complete look at all the markets coming up after this.
National Livestock, they've been around since 1932, and they're dedicated to being your first choice for cattle marketing, order buying services, and cattle financing. Because of the cooperative structure and spirit, the employees and directors of the National Livestock family of companies are committed to the success of the cattle industry and those involved in the cattle business. Whether you're buying or selling cattle or looking for financing, their staff's knowledge and experience is unparalleled. For more information, contact National Livestock Credit at 1-800-310-0220.
Your phone is part of your life. You take it with you wherever you go. When it calls, you answer. It helps you get where you're going, and if you lose it, you panic. It's your phone, and it spends every day with you. Pioneer wants to connect you with a brand new life companion. Switch to Pioneer and get a $300 bill credit when you turn in your old phone. Existing customers with fewer than 3 months remaining on their current phone can have the remaining balance waived. There's never been a better time for a new friend. Visit wirelesspioneer.com or call 800-641-2732 today.
Well, live and feeder cattle futures seem geared to open moderately higher today, supported by spillover buying and improving carcass value. On the other hand, hog contracts seem likely to begin somewhat lower, checked by defensive fundamentals and technical bearishness. Now, cattle buying interest should slowly start to take form today, with preliminary bids around 183 to 185 in the north and 113 to 114 in our part of the country. Yet, it's unlikely that such cautious efforts will generate any selling interest, given recent board behavior suggesting that a significant seasonal market is at hand. Now look for the cash hog trade to open with further erosion. Opening bids likely to range from steady to a dollar lower. Late month cash continues to struggle along two lines. One, plentiful supplies of ready barrels and gilts, and two, topping action in the wholesale pork trade. Taking a look at the grain, soybeans closed higher yesterday to recover a little of what they lost the previous two sessions. While talk circulated of hot weather in the Midwest next week, it was largely believed the market just rebounded after the two-day break. Winter wheat finished down 11 to 14 cents to pull corn down about 2 cents. A big U.S. harvest and talk this week that Russia may have its biggest wheat crop in more than 20 years weighed on wheat. Well, while France's wheat crop has been hurt by early season rain, crops elsewhere in the continent are doing well and prompted the EU sources to raise their production estimate this week. Again, Russia expects its biggest harvest in decades. Corn futures closed lower after USDA did not lower the crop rating as some investors had expected. The lower wheat market, which competes with corn in feed use, likely was a factor in yesterday's selling. The soybeans closed with modest gains yesterday to recover a fraction of losses the previous two sessions. The rebound appears related to a little profit-taking rather than significant changes in supplies or demand. We'll check your futures in a moment.
Superior Livestock is proud to present their Video Royale 2016. They'll be selling 143,000 head of cattle Monday, August 1st. They'll be selling from their studios out of Fort Worth, Texas. That'll be on Dish Network Satellite 232 as well as on SuperiorClickToBid.com. Those animals primarily from the central, southern, and southeastern states. Then the 3rd, 4th, and 5th of August, they'll be live from Winnemucca, Nevada. For details, go to SuperiorLivestock.com or call them 800-422-2117.
On the cattle futures, live cattle, August was up 92 at 113.87. October up 150 at 112.57. August feeder cattle up 75 at the close, 142.45. September up 70 at 141.02. August hogs down 107 at 74.60. October down 72 cents at 63.62. On the grains, Kansas City wheat at the close. September was down 11 and a quarter at 412. December was down 11 cents at 438 and a half. Chicago wheat, September down 14 cents at 415. December was down 14 and a quarter at 442. September corn down 2 and a quarter at 332 and a half. December down 1 and 3 quarters at 339 and a half. August soybeans up 9 and 3 quarters at 993 and a half. September was up 8 and a quarter at 985. October cotton up 48, 74.11. December's up 13, 74.08. The September crude oil down 12, 42.80. October down 12, 43.55. August natural gas down 2, 268. The September down 2, 265 per million BTU. August gold down 15, 131.93. October down 15, 132.29. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Network.